96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It is Wednesday, that means it's a on the clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down mashup show where we put together the two shows to discuss what's in the news. I want to take a quick moment to apologize to Mr. Newry. On air in a moment of excitement during his show, I said out loud to a caller, no, you cannot say that on my show. And of course, it was not my show. I just want to apologize to Mr. Newry. I will remember myself next time. But that's what happens, Mr. Newry, when you bait me like I am a grouper. Did you know that grouper could jump out the water?
I've never seen a jumping grouper.
No?
No.
As much as you bait me here.
I bait people.
You never seen a jumping, I don't believe you. Let's get the show started. Mr. Newry with the Sand Dollar on the clock giveaway live read. We're giving away sand dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because every Tuesday and Thursday you can be a winner. Another live read, Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates is here. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebate Program is back. Get up to $100 back this holiday season when you spend Sand Dollars, the digital Bahamian dollar, at selected merchants. If you're in Nassau, you can present your Sand Dollar enabled digital wallet and receipts to Team Sand Dollar at the Sand Dollar Rebate Booth located inside Omni at the Mall at Marathon. Each receipt must have a total of $50 or more. Additional rules and restrictions may apply. Visit sanddollar.bs/merchant list for a list of merchants. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning, Erin. How are you, actually?
I am okay.
It's a couple days before Christmas. They say 2 weeks.
We got 11 shows left.
Yeah. And then we have like a long break. Because wait, Christmas on Monday?
Yeah.
So we're saying that...
You get a Friday? You get a Saturday?
Saturday don't count. It's Monday. So it's Monday. And that's Tuesday off. So we have Monday and Tuesday off. Mm-hmm. So we're back Wednesday.
Yeah. Why are you trying to take away my four-day weekend from me?
It's not 4 days. It'll be a three.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
But the day of the week start on a Monday.
Right, but do you go to work? I mean, you work in the hotel and tourism industry.
Yeah.
So you go to work every day.
Yeah, no matter what.
Holiday doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for most working people, won't they have Monday, Christmas Day off?
Yes.
And Tuesday, Boxing Day off?
Yes.
And the Sunday before that off?
Yeah, I guess so.
And the Saturday before that off?
And I guess so.
Would you allow us our free Christmas gift, sir?
Okay, the 4 days.
I just want to say to all of the people in the hotel and tourism industry, though, we're not saying this disrespectfully. We appreciate.
Yeah.
What the service is. And the service is, we don't operate like normal citizens. Mm. We're in tourism. Mm-hmm. We work every day.
Yeah. I don't even know the days of the week at times. As you know, that every day is a Monday.
Yeah. And so, I just want to say thank you to the universe for aligning the calendar this
week. Which week is Christmas? Next week or the week after that?
Week after next.
Next, okay.
So we have this week of shows, next week of shows, and then the first 2 days of next week.
Gone.
Vacation.
Yes, okay.
Holiday.
Yeah.
And then back on Wednesday.
Back on Wednesday.
And then we do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I can't remember what day the New Year's holiday is supposed to be observed, but I'm pulling up my calendar.
Oh, it's on Monday.
Well, let's see.
New Year's could be on Monday.
Yeah, so I guess it's Monday on Monday.
Monday could be holiday. Yeah, Monday could be holiday.
So you get Sunday, you get a three-day weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Monday. Okay.
It'd be nice.
And we have the mashup show on the 6th.
On the 20th.
The 20th. Wednesday, the 20th. But we should be giving out giveaways. Should.
Yeah.
We're just trying to collect some gifts.
Lots of things will be happening on the 16th. I see you called that date.
What happened on the 16th?
But I can tell you what's not happening on the 16th.
What's not happening on the 16th? The CID supposed to be having their annual Christmas party, which is usually held on Thompson Boulevard or University Boulevard.
University Boulevard, formerly known... University Drive, formerly known as Thompson Boulevard.
Yes, and I tend to go to that party because they have a lot of drinks and food for free.
And the security is excellent.
Yeah, all kind of police.
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Absolutely.
I feel safe, and it's open to the public. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I'd say, come. Come and celebrate with the police.
I think
the police is your friend. Just come.
I think I may be on one of their stop lists.
Oh, they know them.
Did you know there's a toter stop list?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get on the toter stop list, you don't get invited.
Yeah, but
fancy parties.
The police have plenty of food. The CID is have plenty of food. You may have to bring your own takeout container because they have them open.
You think that's what you think? Because I took the whole tray.
Yeah, they don't have that full takeout container. They have that open and no furl, so it's hard to tote.
Right. Do they have a no furl rule?
No, you bring your own furl.
Okay. Because I'm sure they have security at the door.
Yeah, security is be there. You know, I noticed there's to be cameras, so your pictures get taken.
I have multi-section, you know, you have multi-section takeout plates?
Yeah.
You put your size. I have multi-section Ziploc bags.
Bring the two of them. Or Ziploc bag?
With multi-section.
Oh. I like going to buffets with Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
I never know about a multi-section Ziploc bag. That should be good.
Brand new thing.
Yeah.
Brand new things.
Bring that to me, because I go into the Bahama buffet soon.
Oh, yes, sir, I will. I will bring you a whole box.
Please.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so what's not happening on... Saturday night.
What is not happening on Saturday night?
The Burna Boy concert.
Burna Boy concert postponed or canceled?
The word used is postponed, but if you don't have another date for me, I spell postpone CANCELLED.
Oh, postponed, man.
No, the official word is...
Have a positive attitude.
The official word is that the Burna Boy concert has been postponed. If we read directly from... Today's Tribune, promoters of a concert starring Burna Boy announced the event's postponement yesterday, citing inclement weather. Some concert hopefuls told the Tribune they want their money back, but it was unclear they would get it. A new date for the event was not disclosed, although officials suggested it would be in the first quarter of 2024. The terms and conditions section of the promoter's website described the concert as a rain or shine event, and Burna Boy has performed in inclement weather before. An orange alert from Trinidad and Tobago's Met Office describing hazardous, returning to page 4, conditions that could threaten lives, livelihoods, and property and cause serious injuries or casualties did not stop his show during the Tobago Music and Cultural Festival on October 27, 2022, according to international reports. However, Michael Cartwright, a local organizer, said yesterday workers could not safely set up the venue, which he said was 50% complete. And stick a pin there. Mr. Nuri, did you listen to or did you watch the press conference?
Pieces.
Did you hear the press conference?
The audio is poor, so after I couldn't hear the first couple of minutes, man, I've got to wait till there's a clearer clip.
I want to go through this. I want to start by saying that I hope this thing works.
It will work.
Everything works for someone.
Yes.
The question is, will it work for me and you? That's the question. I concern.
What are you concerned about?
I'm concerned that we're still in a post-fire festival era, and we haven't gotten some things right. I have some questions. I have a lot of questions. Reading from the Tribune's article just now, the article states that when Burna Boy performed in Trinidad, he performed despite a hazardous weather conditions report from the Trinidadian Met Office. The show went on. And so I have some questions. The first is, why can't you set up for the concert in this weather?
Because it's raining.
Second question, why can't you have the concert in the rain? Well, it turns out you can't have the concert whether it's raining or shining on the day of the event because you can't set up for the concert in the rain. Do you think it's because we have OSHA-style regulations that govern that industry? Do you think that's what it is, that prevent them from doing the work by law? Because that's not what it is. We don't have those types of regulations to protect our workers.
I think the issue is, once it's set up, it doesn't bother them if it rains. But if it's raining, they can't set up.
It ain't raining right now. And up to the report time, the venue is 50% complete in terms of construction. What I took umbrage with is some statements made at the press conference. CEO of Signature Productions, Fern Hanna, as described at the initial press conference, said, "We don't usually have this type of weather," quote unquote. This is just a short snippet. Those words are a part of a larger sentence. Quote, "We don't usually have this type of weather," close quote.
In the Bahamas, where it rains every other day?
Hold on. In the Bahamas, where it's rained for the last 11 months straight. Is that abnormal? Yes, it is abnormal, but it hasn't been abnormal for the last 9 months. It's been a very rainy year, and we should have expected that. But furthermore, we're in a hurricane zone.
We're in a hurricane zone?
At the very end of the hurricane season. Mm-hmm. Former Met Officer Wayne Neely indicated to us that we've had hurricanes, even in our recent past, immediately post the formal hurricane season.
Yes.
So I don't understand why it is that they are unable to complete the construction of the stage, quote unquote, in this weather.
Because it's raining.
No, no. See, the police is telling me that. The police, I expect the police to tell me, oh, miss, we can't direct traffic in the rain. Yeah, we know that the lights are out because of the rain, but we can't direct traffic in the rain.
Surely you don't want the police to get sick.
Nobody wants the police to get sick. That's why we issue them with ponchos and raincoats. That's why across the globe, police officers are issued the proper resources and supplies to protect them in different types of weather conditions.
But we have a police association who says differently.
We have a what?
Police association.
Are they in the same office as the DPM?
No.
Because remember, the police not supposed to have unions.
That's why they have an association. They have a union. And the association said the raincoat ain't going to work.
Later in the show, we're going to hear comments from Mr. Monroe about what police can, uniform forces can and cannot say. I'm troubled by that. I looked at the weather report. It said no rain Monday, no rain Tuesday, no rain Wednesday. I was alive yesterday on Tuesday. It was definitely lots of rain. So I know things can change. But surely, when you acquire the services of a man that charges $500,000 per show, you're prepared. You're prepared.
Which day is the show supposed to be?
December 16th.
And December 16th is a Saturday?
Yeah. Or it could be wet on Saturday.
No. I'm just trying to do a timeline. So December 16th is a Saturday. Burna Boy here. Burna Boy.
You don't know that.
What do you mean? I don't know that. Usually the star is here.
You know who is here?
Who is here?
Beanie Man is here.
Beanie Man is here?
I saw Beanie Man on the news. Did you know Beanie Man is performing?
He's supposed to be performing at Burna Boy too. Surprise guest. No, I'm just making that up.
Well, who would know?
Who would know?
When you look at the website though, mm-hmm, they did have a list of the lineup of performers. On the list as of last night was Rati Pinda, a young Bohemian rap artist by the name, I think, Blankzilla or Blankavelli. Mm. Bankavelli. Rich Homie Quan, an American rapper. a new artist, just debuted her first rap single ever, called Afri 38, Judah the Lion, and he said Ratty Pinder, and Puzzle. And then we saw, that's what's on the website.
Yes.
Then we saw in the press conference, Nishi LS, saying that she's going to perform. But that's it.
Any other big foreign acts?
Not that I could remember.
Okay.
Not that I could remember at all. Not that I could remember at all. Anyway.
Beanie came for the concert?
I think Beanie came for a concert. I don't know if it was this concert. It seemed like Beanie Man is performing somewhere else.
He came for the concert?
But I saw him on the television in the Bahamas.
Him and Burning like this?
They weren't like that in the studio. It was only one person in the studio with Beanie Man as the person doing the interview. It wasn't Bunna Boy. Anyway, I like to put everything on the table. I'm concerned.
What are you concerned about?
I'm concerned that we haven't taken the lessons of the past seriously. That's what I'm concerned about.
And when you say we, who do you mean we?
We, the Bahamian people.
So let's be analytical now. What you saying about Bahamians?
We're susceptible and gullible.
I ain't gullible.
To scams. Many of us are.
Give me an example. A linear example to this concert. Why should have Bahamians been concerned? It seemed to be a regular concert.
No, see, that's the first thing. That's the first thing I'm concerned about. The person who says to me, oh, this seems to be a regular concert. It couldn't be a regular concert.
Why couldn't it be a regular
concert? It's Bunna Boy. In fact, the organizers tell us it ain't no regular concert. In fact, I got an article right here. Promoters of Bunna Boy concert defend ticket prices. Mm-hmm. Promoters, and that was in Monday's Tribune. Promoters of the concert Bunna Boy will headline, said tickets are expensive because of the significance of the headline act. Say no regular concert.
Okay. I yield. This is not a regular concert. This is an elite concert then.
Elite?
I would say elite.
It'd have to be elite,
especially
considering the prices.
With the prices.
All right. So here are the things that concern me about this event. First of all, the tour date, December 16th, concert in the Bahamas, is not on Bunna Boy's official concert tour list.
It's not?
It wasn't when the concert was announced.
So you're trying to say this is an impromptu concert?
That's what it feels like. Here's another thing that concerns me. The flyers. I've seen 18 different flyers for the same event. All the flyers have different information on them. This is concerning to me.
Hmm.
It suggests that it was pulled together very quickly, far too quickly.
So what's a regular time such a this type of big event, high ticket concert should be? Because we had to go 6 weeks. You had 4 weeks plus two more weeks to bring this to fruition. Surely that's enough time.
No, it's not nearly enough time. I mean, we could look to our partners in the hotel and tourism industry and their model for promoting their concerts. These guys are promoting concerts almost a year out. They're promoting events and tour dates almost a whole year out. Easily 6 months. Easily 6 months, but I'm sure more than that, right? For a concert that requires foreign or tourist participation to make it successful, 4 to 6 weeks is not nearly enough time.
So you're trying to suggest, or you're suggesting that this is a tourist-driven, geared concert and not Bahamian geared concert, trying to get Bahamians to attend as a majority?
Listen, people are complaining that the tickets in some locations in the U.S. ranging anywhere from $60 to $90, right, for your most basic ticket, while the most basic ticket here costs $200. Well, that's because of a size differential, right? There's nothing necessarily crooked going on there. Remember, Walmart will not open a location in a jurisdiction the size of the Bahamas. The entire country is too small to attract Walmart and their business model. So our small island developing state status, our small population, that is a big factor, right? And so the prices are higher because you have a smaller pool of people to pull from. But now you're talking about things, skyboxes at $25,000, $20,000. Your platinum and platinum plus.
But they sold out. Bahamas paid for it.
When did you see it sold out?
Because I heard it sold out.
I checked the website about 3 days ago. They had lots of availability. Hmm. Right? There's not enough time to organize an event of this size. I think we really need to spend a lot of focus on marketing and what's required to properly market an event.
But these were our professional promoters. These are the Bahamas' best promoters, DJs, who is promoting this event. They are experts.
Now, some of the people who are labeled co-hosts for the event are experienced promoters. But tell me, give me the track record of the promoters. You just gave them a big acclaim. Tell me the track record.
They bring in other big stars.
Like who?
The concert just gone down today. All the concerts. These are
because I could think of two things that they organize. One is the Bahama Games and one is Carifta. Not the company itself, but the elements in the company.
Okay. I see where you're trying to go with this. We have a call, though.
Let's go to the caller, but where I'm trying to go is that I'm concerned about this, man.
And I'm trying to analyze why you are concerned. Because I got tickets. I got tickets to this event to give out. And I still plan to give out these tickets.
Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
You don't want no tickets? Because I might not have to give you no ticket.
Good morning, caller. But
how you acting?
Hold on 1 second, Sparky. I could be honest. I acting like I don't want to go, hey?
You acting.
Good morning, Sparky.
Good morning, ma'am. If Mr. Green could give me a moment here. Good morning, everyone.
Sparky, we're talking about the Bunna Boy concert today. We're talking about marketing. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I can talk about the marketing.
No, we're talking about marketing specifically to concerts and this dynamic we're talking about.
Ms. Green, listen, hold on a minute, please. I have been having problems with our live on my table. So Guardian was off, and I just turned it on. I didn't hear your greetings and everything, so I'm lost what it is.
No problem. You can call back.
Hello?
You can always call back. Listen.
Please don't cut me off. Please,
no.
I beg you.
No, I'm just saying that you can listen
Mr.
now.
Green, I'm talking to Mr. Nuri.
I was saying you can listen and see what we're talking about, and you can call back. You know, you got to go on a wicket and start your own conversation on a tangent.
Sparky, trying to have a conversation. Trying to reason through some things.
Uh-huh.
Trying to put some things on the table and walk through them, right? I'm trying to have a difficult conversation. A very difficult conversation, right? Because here I am. I want every venture in the Bahamas to be successful.
This is why I'm concerned, because I have tickets, right, to give away. And I don't mind giving you one or two of these tickets, but it sounds like you don't deserve no ticket. And that's why I'm trying to say.
I mean, it sounds like I don't deserve a ticket. That's cool. What's the date? When you give me the ticket and put the ticket in my hand, what's the date of the concert?
See, you just ask too much questions.
And that's my problem. I'm the person with the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with acknowledging that publicly.
Yeah.
I'm the person with the problem.
Yeah.
I have a device in my brain I can't turn off.
You need to turn it off.
It
put
just
on,
is
pause.
Ask questions, mm-hmm. right? It just asks questions. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
No ulterior motives. Just asking questions. This concerns me. Here we are in a post-fire festival environment.
Yes.
Right? Here we are. I can say this clearly. We had a constituency in the country elect to the office of Member of Parliament,
mm-hmm.
a person who, prior to the election, was the chief passport officer, who on their declaration form listed nothing for current account and nothing for savings account, listed almost up to $200,000 in securities, although you cannot purchase securities without a bank account. Listed their salary incorrectly. Now, maybe they listed what was their salary as an acting or the salary in the immediate period prior, which was lower than the salary posting of a chief passport officer. But there was not sufficient outcry.
What you trying to say about us Bahamians, though?
I'm trying to say that we are gullible and susceptible. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's become to a point where it is no longer just a problem for the individual, right? Where we say, oh, well, a fool and his money are easily parted. I think attention has to be drawn to this culture in an order to protect us and ourselves. And like I say, it's a difficult conversation, but from I saw the website, and on the website purports, mm-hmm. right? The website publishes logos of entities, and the way that it's published suggests that these entities have partnered with the promoters for this event.
I saw the logos.
Right.
I'm going to, I have pictures of the logos, because one of the logos I don't recognize at all.
Right.
But there's, one of the logos has the seal of the Bahamas, suggesting that the government of the Bahamas is sponsoring this event.
Or partnering. Right.
With this event. And of course, the people at the sports, the stadium is government, quasi-government. So
right,
I
but the NSA logo was not on the on that portion of the website. See, here's what concerned me.
I also saw NFL flag football.
Right.
With this event.
This is a point of...
This is a legitimate event.
This is a point of concern, right? First of all, why is NFL flag partnering with them?
Because this is a high-ticketed event. This is good for them. Promotion.
And if NFL flag is partnering with them, right? We've just established a formal relationship with the National Football League of America and their flag football program to establish the Bahamas as the first satellite region where NFL flag is played officially. Why would you jeopardize?
Jeopardize is such a harsh word. The question is, they decide to partner with this event because they have confidence and faith in the event. This is going to be a successful event.
I would like to trust that.
I trust it.
I'm glad that you trust it. It gives me a modicum more of faith, yes. Right? When I see other people trusting in it.
See, that's why but I have NFL, tickets and
NFL flag representatives were not at the press conference announcing the event.
What do you mean they're not at the press conference?
Here's what's more concerning. When you go to the web page now, all of those logos are no longer there.
What do you mean they're no longer there?
I don't know if I could say it any clearer. When I went to the same website yesterday, those logos were no longer there. The whole website changed. See, this is a part of it. Here's another thing that can concern me. Mm-hmm. You have a website for a concert. You have a website for a concert.
Yes.
The main page of the website is a video playing of a concert. There's no audio on the website.
What concert was were they playing?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. Remember, I don't want to go, so I don't know. Because if I'm critiquing it, it means that I must not want to go, right? If I'm critiquing it, it must mean...
I was planning to take you. I have tickets.
That I hate everything, right?
But I have tickets. I mean, you know, VIP tickets. We could be far. And we got to park our car from next door and walk. But I got tickets.
Here's something else that concerned me, right? Here's a statement. From the article, promoters of the Burna Boy concert defend ticket prices. NSA has organized 8 designated parking zones with pricing ranging from $10 to $25. The pricing structure for the parking zones is based on proximity to the concert grounds. Each complex will have members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, security guards, and parking attendants. Quote, you also have the option of free parking in the public areas that are on the exterior of the NSA parking venues, said Mr. Williams. Those areas will have no police officers, no security officers, and no parking attendants. The only thing you will have there is hope, so choose wisely. Listen, first of all, I thought it was the Minister of National Security speaking. It had that sort of
tune
to it.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, hold on, but the stadium is on University Drive.
Yes.
Adjacent to the police complex that houses CDU.
Yes.
And down the road from the police training college.
Yes.
Surely, University Drive is the safest road on New Providence.
Remember, they're having a party on that same day.
I mean, 1,075 police could be on University Drive.
True.
I just... Statements like that suggest to me that the entities involved do not regard the seriousness of the matter at hand.
This is a VIP concert, though. This ain't no ordinary concert. We got another caller there, Aaron. Let's patch the caller through. Producer, patch the caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just calling to check on my baby.
Boy, you can't be calling me baby on this people folk.
Not you, baby.
You get me concerned. My wife could call up now and ask who this man is. I don't know this man.
Hey, don't play,
wife,
baby.
Wife, don't I don't know this man.
Down. Good morning, sir. I got stand down, Mr. Dury. Good morning, sir. Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
Yes, yes. I'm just calling to see you in Grinch mode.
You see that, eh? Absolutely, sir.
Oh, my God.
I can change subjects in a second. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so very much.
I know I get concerned because I have the baby here.
Yeah, and you are the cute one.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, I have a thousand more questions. You know what the point is, Mr. Newry? The point is that I shouldn't be having to ask these questions on air.
Okay, now, question. Have Burna Boy come on any ad promotional speaking to say, man, I come into the Bahamas, man, I'm excited about being here at this concert?
Not that I have seen.
At this press conference, canceling was
postponing.
Postponing. Any Burna Boy present?
No, no representatives, no statement from his team,
no Africans.
I mean, everybody there was of African descent. That's an aside.
Right, but I mean, his head was speak with an accent.
Yeah, no. No.
Usually, don't you send people like before the concert, like a day, 2 days, to say, hey, I come to scope out
what's
happening?
That's a part of Bahamian promotion culture. Normally, the artists will get up and say, hey, dear Bahamas, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Get ready.
Yeah.
This me in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming. We didn't get that.
Like how
Beanie Man came all the way to Eyewitness News to tell us, I'm here.
Yeah. Wouldn't the Bahamian guy who sing? Who's he's on a Burna Boy ticket? I forget his name.
Oh, Julian Lyon?
Not that one. My boy.
Puzzle.
Puzzle came and promoted and say he could be singing at the concert.
Puzzle lives here. We.
Yeah, but I said he came and promoted that he coming.
Right. Even the young woman, Afri 38, I found her Instagram page.
She promoted
that she's coming and opening for Burna Boy.
And Burna ain't do that fast?
No.
What hotel Burna staying in?
I've no idea. Like I said, it's a bit of a difficult conversation, Mr. Newry, right? In this culture, it's hard to be critical without being accused of attempting to destroy, right? It's very hard to have these types of conversations.
I know I ain't giving you none of my free tickets. I just letting you know.
I could be okay with that.
I hope you'll be okay. When you see me at the concert in February.
What day I can see you at the concert in February?
I ain't reached that far yet. I ain't reached that far yet inside this imagination. But when you see me there,
yeah, man.
I can shout your name out.
I will read an article for you guys. Mm-hmm. Ticket Pro confirms Burna Boy's South Africa concert canceled as Nigerian artist scheduled to perform in Bahamas on same day.
See?
From a website on IOL, the 12th of December 2023. Nigerian megastar Burna Boy on December 16th will be performing at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center in Nassau, Bahamas, as opposed to Johannesburg, South Africa. The Grammy Award-winning artist was meant to perform on September 23rd at FNB Stadium, but due to pending legal proceedings, the event was postponed to December 16th. It seems those who had a glimpse of hope that Burna Boy would perform in the country might as well squash it, as he will be performing in the Bahamas, according to his tour schedule on his website. Still haven't found his website or a tour schedule with Bahamas listed on it.
Surely someone must see the website.
Now, listen, I found a number of social media platforms publishing information about Burna Boy's concert dates.
Okay.
But the vast majority of those platforms had small print that said, we are not affiliated with Burna Boy. Right? There we go. Ticket Pro's Mandy Klassen confirmed to the Sowetan that the ticket refunds had taken place for those who had purchased tickets. The flop concert saw Sidote Nwachukwu, who is the CEO of entertainment company Ternary Media Group, the organizers of the show, and his business partner Gregory Wings embroiled in an ugly public dispute in which both parties have accused each other of fraud. U.S.-born Nwachukwu is said to have left South Africa after Wings opened a case against him at the Sandton police station after allegedly scamming his business partner. The Burna Boy FNB Stadium concert fiasco is certainly one of the scandals of 2023, with its dodgy music listening show, sketchy concert promotions, theft allegations, and ultimately being cancelled. Hopefully, if Burna Boy does return to South Africa in 2024, a reputable promoter will handle the concert. Bang.
Interesting.
So I read this to say this. When you're promoting major events like this, mm-hmm. at a national scale, so huge that you feel prompted to use the logo, the motto, I mean, the country's...
Official seal.
Official crest, right? Mm-hmm. That then you understand the... See, and I feel bad, right? Like I'm judging them and I can't even get my words right. But you have to understand the priority of the matter. You have to take it seriously.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is Ministry of Tourism involved? Because since it's a high-profile concert, surely Ministry of Tourism is part
of... I'm not sure. What I do know is there were no... I don't think there were any Ministry of Tourism representatives at the press conference announcing the concert.
Hmm.
But I just don't think that we're critical enough.
Are there any partnership with any hotel? Surely there should be partnership with a hotel.
I didn't see a logo for a hotel on the website, nor have I seen the mention of any hotel being named as a partner, sponsor, subcontractor, not even the venue where the headliner will be staying. Nothing, nothing. The point is this. At some point, we have to get critical. At some point, we have to take our job seriously and get critical about what it is we do. Everything requires that level of critical engagement.
Bahamians don't like critics too much, though. They sound negative. You can't be negative all the time, though, Aaron.
So when should I be negative? After you get swung or before you get swung?
Well,
I'm not saying that any swinging is going on in this particular instance. I'm actually referring to the West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
They get swing.
Election.
They get swing, but that's okay.
I'm referring to that specific. We are gullible. And we need to shift the culture and be more accepting of critical minds, critical interrogation, because it can only support what it is you're doing.
And before we transition, because I'm trying to remember the Fyre Festival, wasn't a politician involved? And didn't a politician get sued or some sort regarding that Fyre Festival? Because I remember it was like a big thing in Grand Bahama or some sort.
I can't speak to that. I'm unaware in this moment, unaware of any direct politician's involvement or being sued. But
for the Fyre Fest, I remember it was supposed to be a Ministry of Tourism event too, sponsored. And so therefore the minister had to be involved.
There were a number of concerns raised in the post-Fyre Festival investigation assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's clear to me that we didn't take those lessons seriously.
Yeah.
And we're not employing them as we move forward.
Interesting. Anyway, this has been On the Clock, Aaron Green, of course, with C.A. Nuri on Guardian Radio AM. This is a mashup Wednesday where they combine both shows together. We are analyzing things. And Aaron is saying that we need to be more critical?
Far more critical, rigorous critical interrogation of these things from the political level to the business level to the community level.
And if you're not critical, you end up being swing.
Listen, if you're not critical, then you would... Anyway, that's the music. We can get back to being critical in a moment.
Yeah.
To that caller, thank you for reminding me that I am not a Grinch and I should not act that way. Thank you so much, caller. We go into a break. We'll be right back.
Yes.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Wait, why you look so mashed up? like clothes out of the washer.
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious boy, this real serious boy.
But it was serious, tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave this boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till the earth and the soul.
Good yawning this morning. Producer, thank you very much. I love this track. I feel the Grinch melting away from my heart right now. So let's quickly transition.
You need to be more positive, like how I'm positive. Yeah, I'm a happy person.
Oh, no, I'm a happy person. See, we sort of mistake or confuse this thing, being critical and interrogating things critically doesn't mean that you're an unhappy person.
True. Next week is Ugly Sweater Week at The Guardian.
Yeah?
Do you have any ugly sweaters? I mean, besides the one you have on.
Every single sweater I have ugly? Is ugly.
Oh, gosh.
My Grammy used to shop for me as a young woman. And oh. I, as an adult now, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everything that she brought for me was ugly.
Yeah?
I mean, I looked like a proper young woman, but I thought it was ugly.
I mean, I had some ugly sweaters, but you know, after the Christmas go, you tend to pass it on to charity. So you all have this.
Oh, that's what you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Take this.
Because you're staying warm.
Yeah, find someone to wear this. Yeah. Hey, we have another... Oh, the caller gone. Okay, no, go ahead, Aaron. We transition or we still during... Oh, the caller come back.
Let's go to the caller. And then we can transition to another subject.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, back at you, Mr. Nuri. Sparky back here now.
Go ahead.
Now, I'm listening to you on the critical level that I think we should be critical of ourselves as Bahamians. How we, not only how we treat one another, how we treat our country. Mm-hmm. How we tell our history to ourselves rather than our foreigners telling us what we're all about. You know, and I say that to say this. And Ms. Green, if you're still there.
Yes, sir.
The video is out now with Sparky's life story. It's on Heritage Series, mm-hmm. Human Heritage Series on YouTube. It just came out this morning, finalized, by Miss Barbara Wilson, who produced it. Okay? It mm-hmm. tells about the story of Sparky, the Bahamas of old, and stuff like that. You just go to Bahamas Heritage Series, ask for Sparky or Jean Vincent Fountain.
Yes.
She just told me it already went. 2 or 3 hours already hit 260-something viewers.
Yeah, I saw the promo for it this morning.
Yeah, it hit 260-something viewers. And one of it reads things like this, as the Bahamian people, as to, you know, like, it states like, who remembers the Big J, Carter's Record Shop, the Birdland, Sweet Richard, the Bush Bar, Dr. Orr, Garfunkel Softball Field, Eastern Prep number 1, 2, and 3.
Sparky.
One of these things that we don't tell the history about our country. But whenever foreigners come in here, we will hail them. We will flood the Western Esplanade and Independence Park. We can't even get parking space. We'll let a Bahamian try to do a concert down at the Sports Center. Hardly anybody show up. We seem to love foreigners better than we love ourselves. But if we look around us, and I must say this, if we look at, even at the Filipinos, every Sunday they get together, they go jogging, they go to church services, they go play volleyball, they do...
They are intentional.
Sparky.
Different ethnic groups.
Sparky.
Here. They are very close. We try to down one another in our country.
Sparky, you ever heard this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. They coming, Burner coming. They trying to say February coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sparky.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the only song I know, by the way.
That's cool. I can teach you some more.
Okay.
Sparky, okay. The point you make is important. You see the video, I saw the promo for it.
Yeah.
Remember when we was young and ZNS is the only thing on?
Yes.
TV? That's the only channel.
Because I had a black and white television, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, but it was on. And you listened or watched whatever was on. When I say listen, it's because you couldn't be in the main room where the TV was, but it was loud enough for you to hear what was playing. Sparky's video, the documentaries that Ms. Wilson is making, the documentaries she is making, these things are a part of this critical process. See, these things provide us with the information we need to participate in governance critically. It gives us historic and social context, right? You could imagine that we have politicians saying things in the House using quips and quotes and idioms from the past in their modern-day presentations in Parliament, and people have no idea what they truly, truly mean. And thus it means that they have no idea what politicians are actually saying. Have no idea what politicians are actually saying to them straight in their face. These are the building blocks of a more critical society that can participate in governance, in social life, in building their nation more effectively. But we put that on the side, Mr. Nurik. I don't want to be a Grinch. I don't want to be a Grinch at all. I mean, not on that subject anymore.
So this could be the last laugh.
There you go.
Let's make it short.
We leave it right there. Last. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Let's be more Grinch because we want to need to talk about, I want to speak about the Minister of National Security. And I'm not sure if I should leave it for the second half or I can start that conversation now. I want you to pull up that article because that needs some interrogation. That's what we're speaking on, right? That needs some interrogation and some analytical approach on what we tolerate, what we accept as behemoths.
Well, let's wait. We got 4 minutes left. Let's keep that for the second half. And the text here says, I disagree with Sparky with Bahamians supporting Bahamians. I went to a Phil Stubbs concert early in the year. It was packed. And we Bahamians, especially the Cat Islanders, had a ball. Yeah, see, it's far more complex than that. Although, the point that Sparky made about the ways in which migrant communities in country socialize and maintain social structure, those are lots of important lessons in that space, right? The Philippine community are a model, an excellent model of not just community preservation, but development. The activities that they preserve to maintain Filipino culture away from home in the diaspora, but also to engage Bahamians and other ethnicities in the country to participate in their social activities, the pageants, the sporting activities, the fundraisers.
I used to remember when their ambassador all the way United States trying to dictate our immigration policy. I forgive them for that.
Oh, I mean, that guy was obviously
off.
Uninformed.
Yes, off.
Because he also referred to the Bahamas as a territory of the U.S. So we know, but
and
we don't mind
dictate
that.
Us.
We don't mind
what
that.
What do you mean you mind that?
Because no, I'm saying we're putting that aside for a moment because the Filipino people operate differently in the country.
You need to talk to that person. Talk to that ambassador.
That one singular person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
But these guys, the ethnicity, ethnic groups in our country, many of them provide models that we should take advantage of since they're present and we could learn from them. There's some very positive things in it. On another note, just before we go to the end, Mr. Newry, did you see the video, the promo for Sparky's mini documentary?
Not yet.
Listen.
Good work.
I see what Sparky's problem is.
What is the problem?
Sparky was the cutest child ever.
And something happened. I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
And then, as a young man.
Turned to the goblin?
No, not at all. No. Oh, not at all. Mm. That gentleman was suave and handsome.
Mm. He's light skinned. You know how you are like light skinned men.
I mean, it's a kind of obeah thing, but don't mind that.
Mm.
What I'm saying is, Sparky, you have a life well lived, and I want to say thank you for sharing it with us. That's all.
And big shout out to Barbara Wilson for continued effort to recording Bahamian history
right.
and chronicling people, personal stories.
And adapting or tuning into the culture. We're still very much an oral society where we're not writing down the stories in the history. It's easier. We share it with greater ease when we talk it, right? And so what Miss Wilson is doing is a fabulous way to capture the history of the Bahamas and the lived experience of Bahamians. It's just fantastic.
So go and listen, look out for Sparky's. What is it? Eugene Fountain.
Fountain.
You can do that and go on YouTube and search it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Barbara Wilson Heritage Series. I see you playing some music there. You familiarizing yourself with the song.
I'm trying to get ready for the concert in February, which you ain't going to no more. Because
no, I mean, I think that part is true. I ain't going to it.
Yeah.
No more.
Hmm.
Why is another question.
I give no tickets still. I give no tickets still. Just near to the date, whenever that date has been confirmed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I support you in that. Mm-hmm. Once the dates are back up, promote it. Because
mm-hmm.
there's Bahamians involved.
Yes.
And we support Bahamians.
Yes.
Sometimes we support them on the front end
mm-hmm.
by giving them critical assessments of what it is that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to support as well. It's the most important way to support. Constructive criticism.
Mm.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a break. Since my producer in studio is taking us to a break, when we get back from the break, we're delving into some comments by the Minister of National Security.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green and Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be right back.
On your knees.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.